Austin, Texas. It's David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday after the Super Bowl, this Monday after the memo. Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about mostly, those two things. Got a different take on the Super Bowl, but I think you're going to hear on most commentators. This is not a sports and weather channel. We're going to talk about things that come up around the Super Bowl, the security, even about safety. What does the massive number of head injuries tell us about football versus rugby, for example? I think you're going to find that very interesting. We also have Hillary Clinton versus President Trump on the DACA caca here. I think you're going to be amazed to see what Hillary Clinton said a couple of years ago, 2014, before she began her campaign. She was ramping up to tell people what they wanted to hear. And let's hope that we just don't have a situation here with President Trump where he's just telling people what they wanted to hear. Hillary Clinton said exactly what needed to happen and said exactly why it needed to happen. It's very important that we don't send the wrong messages to people. If you remember when the border crossings were exploding, we said not telling people that they're going to be deported, not sending them home, not saying that this is illegal, but offering them a carrot is only going to increase the dangerous border crossings, and it's only going to increase illegal immigration. That's basically what Hillary Clinton said a few years ago, even talking about this and holding out the possibility. Yeah, well, you know, just like in 1986, we don't have the heart to send home people who have violated our laws. And so we're going to give them amnesty. But don't you try this again, right? That's going to work about as well as Comey's telling the deep state, we're going to let Hillary Clinton go, but we're going to be watching you guys, and we don't want you to do this. And then coming down really hard on Americans who do it. And that's what we're going to get out of these proposed security measures. You're going to find something, I believe. We're going to see the same type of thing that we have seen with the war on drugs, with the war at the border. You're going to see very restrictive, liberty-killing measures taken on Americans. And then the human traffickers and the rest of these people will get by doing whatever they need to do, just like we've seen the massive increase in drug cartels. We will see massive increases in human trafficking because not every problem can be addressed with law enforcement. And certainly, if you are going to continue to incentivize things like drug addiction through opioid prescriptions and so forth, you're going to get more of it. In the same way that if you say, well, we're going to just do a little bit of adjustments around the edge with the immigration bills, then we'll be fine. And at some point in the future, we'll really get serious about border security. So we're going to talk about the memo coming up. We'll talk about the Super Bowl, and we have Lee Stranahan joining us because, let me tell you, they're already talking about the fact that this memo has destroyed a great deal of the Democrat case. What are they going to pin this on? Well, we already know. Adam Schiff has already signaled that they're going to be coming after the meeting in Trump Tower with Natalia Veselnitskaya. And that is something that Lee Stranahan has been on from day one. That is what they're going to try to hinge the continuing Mueller investigation on. Trey Gowdy said the same thing when he said, yeah, this is something that is shows us some important things about the Department of Justice, the FBI, and their integrity, or lack of integrity. It doesn't really say anything, he said, about the Mueller investigation, because they're pushing that Trump Tower meeting. So it's very important that we focus on that, as Lee Stranahan has been focused on that for quite some time. We're also going to take a look at education. As the article on the Drudge Report pointed out today, they said, if you think California is lefty now, wait until the next election. Yeah, this is the place that gave us mandatory vaccinations for everybody. This may be the area that gives us mandatory visits for parents who try to educate their children at home. Because, you know, now everybody is going to be a criminal that homeschools because of one family. Just like all gun owners are criminals because of one mass shooter. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back on this Monday, February the 5th, 2018. We're going to be talking about the Super Bowl, which happened yesterday, but we're also going to talk a little bit here about this train crash that happened yesterday. A passenger train and a freight train collided in South Carolina, two dead, more than 100 injured. And this is the third collision in a very short period of time on Amtrak. And of course, the one prior to this was the group of Republicans heading to a retreat. Many people say, well, this tells us something about our infrastructure. Our infrastructure is really bad. Many people have said, well, I think this was a hit on the Republicans. But what about the other two? Or what about all three of them? I don't really know what happened. I haven't followed it closely with one of the Republicans. I believe that it was an accident, quite frankly. I don't think that it was a hit on these people. But let me tell you something. When you talk about infrastructure, you can say, well, we've got maybe not enough crossing signals or whatever, maybe causing things like this. But when we have trains on the wrong tracks, and they have a collision like this, there is some deeper problems. And we should think about the fact that we're about to turn over our entire transportation grid to a government that has proven that they can't even run trains on tracks, let alone hundreds of thousands of automobiles that don't have tracks, that are all out on the street, mixed in with humans, and they could care less that these vehicles that they're putting out there, these autonomous vehicles, have been vetted for safety. They're moving out all the obstacles for that because it's very important for them to enact a transportation grid. Safety is not even an issue. And I've had people who are white hat hackers sending me information going back to last summer talking about how easy it was. I said, just look at this. We're going to have a lot of accidents. Talking about this last summer, now we've seen three of them happening right now. So if you think that there was something fishy with the GOP thing, maybe you should look at the hacking ability. You know, when we had Michael Hastings killed, and I say killed, he was murdered. I don't believe that was an accident where he drove his vehicle into a tree at 100 miles an hour, but barely crushed the front. And then as he hit the tree, it ejected his engine at a 90-degree angle down the road. I don't believe that can happen. So I called BS on that the moment I saw it. And then we subsequently saw that it was burning in the back, not from the front and so forth. I'm sorry, from the front and not the back. And the fire was centered under where he was. So it looked like a bomb. It looked like maybe somebody was driving his car at 100 miles an hour and then blew it up. And then we had people who had been involved with the intelligence services say, yeah, you know, we've done that kind of stuff for a while. We've hacked cars. That was really kind of nobody had really talked about hacked cars at that moment. Good job, guys, pulling those clips up there real quickly. You can see the gas tank was not involved in the explosion. And then the engine being shot down at a 90-degree angle. If you hit at a high speed into a tree, you're not going to have that much left of your car, number one. Number two, you're not going to eject the engine at a right angle. It's going to be captured and pushed back into the vehicle. But all of that aside, that was really kind of the first time in the public view that anybody started talking about vehicle hacking. It had always been in the back burner. There's always been a capability of that. And then it was openly talked about after that, as well as the fact that he was on the run from members of the intelligence agency that he was in the process of writing a hit piece on. And not just a hit piece, I mean an expose is probably a better way to put it. It was true stuff that he was talking about. That's why they wanted to conceal it, just like they wanted to conceal the memo. We're going to get to that in a moment as well. But understand that in this future where they control the transportation grid, it is really going to be a liberty-destroying movement here. And it is going to not leave us safe because these people can't even control trains. As few trains as they are, the fact that they're on tracks, they still cannot control it. But let's take a look at the Super Bowl real quickly. I thought this was one thing that's kind of interesting. I haven't seen too many people talking about this. The Philadelphia coach was asked, how do you explain this? That 9 years ago, you were coaching in high school, and here you are with this trophy. And let's hear what he had to say.
Well, what was going through your mind that last pass by Brady?
I was hoping it was incomplete. I just wanted it to be on the ground, and I wanted to see that clock go 00.
How do you explain this, that 9 years ago, you're coaching in high school, and here you are with this trophy?
I can only give the praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for giving me this opportunity. And I'm going to tell you something. I got the best players in the world, and it's a resilient group. I love this coaching staff, Mr. Lurie, the owner. And not only do we have the best fans in the world, we now have the best team in the world. Thank you, guys.
All right, so that was his victory speech, and he dropped the J-bomb there. He thanked Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for what he had achieved in life. This is an interesting story, actually, something that we hadn't seen about the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think it's really talked about much on television. ESPN and others really don't want to get there to talk about that kind of aspect of the private life of individuals, so they have to drop that out there publicly. But there's a piece here from faithit.com. Last fall, the story of the Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Marcus Johnson, who was baptized by his fellow teammates and coaches in a hotel pool prior to the Thursday night game. It turns out that this group, the Philadelphia Eagles, has a very active Bible study group, and that's really what gives them cohesiveness on and off the field, they said. More than just a pregame prayer on the field, Christianity has become the locker room binding force behind Philadelphia's cohesiveness. And they said that they gave the testimony of one individual who said, and I thought this was remarkable, because when we look at all these spoiled millionaires that we see playing this sport with billionaire owners, it's very rare to see this kind of humility. I mean, that's been the whole thing about the NFL taking the knee, right? They're not taking the knee in praise to God like you had Tim Tebow. No, it's taking the knee in protest. I don't really understand how that's a protest. As Larry Pinkney said, back in my day, if we're going to protest, we'd raise a fist, not take a knee. So it's kind of an incongruent symbol there. Yeah, for Tim Tebow, what he was doing is the same thing that coach just said. And let's hope that they don't run that coach out. Maybe he's got some creds now. Having won the Super Bowl, they'll cut him some slack for having dropped the name of Jesus in public. Otherwise, he would be run out of town on a rail like they did with Tim Tebow. But I think it's interesting to see these guys who typically have been given everything that would make you self-centered, that would make you an egotist, a spoiled brat, which is what we typically see with most of these NFL players. Out there spending money as fast as they can. By the time they retire, they're broke, or shortly after that. They spend it on supercars, they spend it on drugs and cocaine and so forth, but not these guys. And here's what one of them said. He said, I wasn't really finding out things on my own. He said he'd gone to church. He said, I wasn't diving into the Word, exploring it in that way, exploring everything else around me. That's when I kind of realized I was living off of other people. I was living the wrong way. I was going down this downward spiral because the things I was trying to place in my life to give me satisfaction would only last for a little bit, and then they'd fade away. And that's what we typically see with these NFL players. So there you go. There's an unexpected bright spot in this dark game of the NFL. These self-centered, arrogant, in-your-face players, for the most part. That's not the case with these guys, so good for them. But we do still have the NFL superstructure, the NFL leadership out there, who puts together a memorial video, and in it, they include a convicted murderer, Aaron Fernandez, in the pre-Super Bowl memorial video. as part of its pregame festivities. Breitbart reports the NFL treated fans to a video in memory of those players who had passed away in 2017. And shockingly, that video included convicted murderer Aaron Hernandez. Because to the NFL, they don't really care about people's morals. There are some organizations, and of course you had McMahon say he's going to create the ex-NFL or something like that, where he said he's going to vet players' characters. They don't do that in the NFL. So sometimes it happens, but most of the time it doesn't. When we come back, we're going to take a little look at the security around the Super Bowl. Every year, it is record security from the previous year. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as we take a look at the Super Bowl yesterday and what happened, I want to take a look at the security there, because every year they said this is record security, and it is. That's where they practice the police state at the Super Bowl every year. But before we get to that, I would just want to take a look at some of the other things that were happening around there. You know, I talked in the last segment about the Philadelphia Eagles, their coach, team members, very humble, giving the glory to God, having their Bible meetings, and they did not kneel on the field. They kneel backstage where they're doing their Bible studies in private. They did not disrespect the flag, the national anthem, and these other things like the rest of the NFL did. Again, even honoring a murderer. Because he's a former NFL player, that matters more than anything. I mean, if you're an NFL player, bow down and worship that person, right? Even if he is a murderer, convicted murderer. Absolutely amazing at the leadership of the NFL. And you also had the Black Lives Matter protesters blocking the light rail transportation, taking people, and that's very important there in Minnesota, where it's the weather is so severe. People are taking light rail to get to the Super Bowl, so they block that. The Black Lives Matter, the Take a Knee supporters are out there in force. And then afterwards, you had this celebration in Philadelphia that really got out of control. You had fans smashing a Macy's store window. You had looters breaking into a convenience store. Others flipping over a car. There's some of the B-roll there showing some of the violence that was done. Three people fell to the ground from light poles and lost consciousness. Other fans were seeing online video leaping off a hotel entrance's awnings. And that picture of the guy is standing up on an awning, and there's a crowd below him. I don't know if they were able to catch him, but he does like a backflip into like a mosh pit type of thing. Hopefully they caught the guy. These, it's just amazing. But these are fans, okay? Just to remind you what the term fan comes from, it comes from fanatic. And this is the kind of fanaticism that eventually erupts into violence. Which, by the way, let me just put this as one of the reasons why I don't like to see fanaticism in political parties. People aligning themselves with a particular individual. And we've seen it on both the left and the right. We've seen it with both Obama and with Trump. I think it's a very unhealthy thing. Focus on the person and his policies or whatever, but don't worship anybody. Don't get into this kind of fanaticism. That is a very dangerous thing. Even in a sports event, you can have people doing insane things like that because of their, as Greenspan would call it, their irrational exuberance. Usually buying into the stock market, what he's talking about, but can be exhibited in other ways. And then the security. As they say on Daily Mail, Fortress Minneapolis, the largest Super Bowl security operation in history. In a city which has seen residents prosecuted for supporting Somali terrorist groups and has had quite a few of its own problems in terms of terrorism by the Somalis that have been imported in massive numbers into Minneapolis. And they have such a concentration of Somalis there that the area that they have built, public housing, to put them on welfare, that area has become so high in crime and so dangerous for people, they call it Little Mogadishu. You remember Mogadishu? Remember Black Hawk Down? That took place in Mogadishu, in Somalia. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I got a friend of mine who is a missionary in Somalia, in Mogadishu, as a matter of fact. And, he talked about how he would have to walk around that area with, an AK-47 on his shoulder, the missionary. Evidence that the presence of firearms deters evil. He never had to use it. He didn't go around shooting people, but he would defend his life. He would defend other people's life because of the violence in that, community there. And as he said, you know, one of the most uncanny things he ever saw there was an Apache helicopter flying really low, really low. And he said, you know, they've got the guns that follow the pilot's eyes. And so he goes, he was low enough and close enough that he could see the pilot inside that Apache helicopter. And so when the guy looked at him, the guns looked at him, and he goes, that was really, really chilling. All they've got to do is say fire at that point. But what's going on in Minneapolis, where we have replicated the environment that we saw in Mogadishu and Black Hawk Down? So if we don't have a problem here, the open borders globalists will import it. And that's really what's going on there. They said the Minneapolis-St. Paul area has become home to the third highest number of terror prosecutions in the U.S. since 9/11. That's from NBC News. The other two are New York and Washington, D.C., much larger metropolitan areas. But the concentration of people who want to carry out Islamic terrorists, who want to carry out terrorist events in Minneapolis is much higher. And we've made it that way. Yeah, we go around creating regime change, creating unrest, and then bringing people in from places like Syria, Somalia, and elsewhere. And then when Obama goes to war with those areas, with regime change and so forth, and Trump says, those are dangerous areas, we don't have any information on the people that are purportedly coming in from those areas as refugees, so we're going to stop allowing people to come in until we can vet them, then the courts say, you can't do that. You're just the president. I'm a lowly district court judge, and I'm going to tell you what you can and cannot do about the borders. I mean, this is the upside-down world in which we live. But let's take a look as we're talking about security here, because you understand that while they, and we're glad they didn't have any problem there. As I reported on Friday, they had a security firm that was more localized. They said, they had a whistleblower come in. Said they've not been doing a good job of vetting people, so they brought in the world's largest security firm, G4S, which has also got a pretty spotty record of vetting people. If you go back and look at Jesus Campos, the San Bernardino shooters and so forth, you know, they've got a lot of people that they hired that obviously they didn't vet very well, or else something else is going on here. So they gave the security to G4S. Fortunately, nothing happened there. And we had a peaceful game. What's going on in Britain? They've got a private police force out there that has a 100% conviction rate and is now investigating murders and rapes. This is an article that was on the Drudge Report. And I think this tells us something very important that we need to pay attention to as we start to look at these institutions like the FBI and the Department of Justice, all the way down to our local police force. And the bottom line is that these guys, it was called My Local Bobby, and they were actually security guards, if you read what's going on. So this is not a police force. These are private security guards combined with private investigators. And they've actually focused on crime and solved crime that the government's police force was not interested in. Because for the most part, the government police forces have become focused on policy that produces revenue. They become meter maids and ticket writers, and they don't really care about violent crime. For the most part, this is what has evolved over the years. And instead of walking the beat, as police in America initially did, as the Bobbies used to do, I remember going there in the 1970s, and I was amazed to see police walking the streets, because here in America, they didn't. They rode cars and they had guns. These guys walked the streets. They were unarmed. But then, when I went back in the early 2000s, they were going along the lines of the American police. And guess what? It's not protecting anybody. We'll talk a little bit more about this, and then we're going to get into the memo in the next segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen blood. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Britain's private police force. It has a 100% conviction rate and is now investigating murder and rape. You know, real crime. That's what we want from our police. Instead, what we get are tickets and fines for things that really aren't issues. And I think this story hits at the heart of what we need to see in police reform. There's a big difference between security guards and police. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about private security guards. It's a company that has a service called My Local Bobby. It costs wealthy homeowners about £200 a month, and it involves a guard that patrols their streets. Imagine that. They're also looking at three murder cases that cops were unable to solve, and they're helping out in rape and missing persons, in burglary and theft and stalking, and in blackmail cases. You know, actual crime. Actual crime. In 2 years, the company has successfully convicted 403 criminals for fraud, intellectual property theft, and other offenses. And again, the key thing is that they're walking the streets. You know, just like that story I was talking about with the missionary who was carrying a rifle when he was in Mogadishu in Somalia. The mere presence of firearms deters evil. And the mere presence of somebody walking the street deters evil. Think about the old stories of New York, the turn of the century. The cops would walk the beat. They knew, because they were walking the beat, they could see what was happening on the ground level. They knew the people that were there. They were friendly with them on a personal basis. And they knew when something was wrong, something was different, and they could pay attention to it. And their mere presence deterred evil. Now contrast that to the kind of professional police forces that we have now that are focused on revenue generation and how they miss most crime, but then in the process of getting revenue generation, as we saw there at Garner, if they get into a dispute with somebody over a non-crime, they're willing to take it all the way to executing the person right there on the street. Now, I had a personal example of this to give you, the difference between a security guard and a police officer. One of the stores that we had, we had a chain of retail stores, video stores, back in the 80s and 90s. And we had one of the stores, they wanted to put us in a shopping center. One of the shopping centers that we went in was a very unusual shopping center. Most of the shopping centers are like strip centers. They're a long line or an L shape or U shape or something like that. This one had four distinct different areas. And they wanted to put us in an area where they were trying to focus entertainment. So they had a movie theater there. And our peak times coincided with theirs. And we said, well, we don't want to go there because it's going to create a parking issue. They insisted it create a parking issue. And as part of the negotiations, when we re-upped the lease, we said, you're going to have reserve parking here, and you're going to need to patrol this with security guards. Well, they got, as a security guard, a guy who was basically a cop, and he was working there as part-time off-duty. His focus was not on gently telling people not to park there if he saw them getting out and going to the movie theater. His focus was on when all the spots were gone, he would start writing parking tickets if the people would pull up and momentarily double park with their flashers on and run in and hand us a film. And so we had some words. I had some words with him. He still had this mentality that he's not there to help things, but he's there to generate revenue for people because there wasn't any problem with that. There wasn't any crime with that. There wasn't any safety issue with that. He just saw a law. He wanted to write a ticket, even though he was working as a private security guard. And this is the same thing that happens in the UK. As I said, when I went there in the 70s, I was absolutely amazed to see unarmed individuals walking in pairs. For their safety, they had walkie-talkies, and there were other cops that were not that far away. They were engaged. They were friendly. Friendly cops that you could talk to. Amazing. And I thought, you know, this is because they're not isolated from people in cars. When they're in cars, they don't see what's going on the sidewalk. They don't see what's going on in the homes or the stores. They only see crimes, quote-unquote, committed in cars. You know, stop signs, slight speeding violations or whatever, parking violations. They become meter maids. And so I think this is a very important example of the fundamental reform that needs to be made with police organizations. If, in fact, we do keep police organizations, I think there's a question as to whether or not that should be the norm. I mean, we had sheriffs, and they, whenever there was an issue, they would hire a posse. That's the way it used to be done. Posse comitatus. Look it up. Anyway, that's one aspect. The other thing that I think was interesting about this NFL game, before we get to the memo, was what the current controversy. We've had some sportscasters say, I'm not going to cover the NFL anymore because I'm very upset about all these head injuries that are happening in football. I don't support the sport anymore because of head injuries. Well, there's something that we can learn about this, because if you contrast American football with rugby, they look very, very similar, don't they? If you watch rugby out there, they're it's very similar, except they don't play with any padding and they don't play with any helmets. How do these guys survive? As a matter of fact, these guys who have absolutely no protection playing rugby don't have the same kinds of head injuries. It's much, much lower. And as pointed out by Zero Hedges, for fans accustomed to football, there's a striking difference between rugby and the NFL. They don't wear helmets in rugby. The contact is just as high in rugby. It gets pretty rough if you watch it, right? And it's tackling. And they've got a thing that looks like a football. They don't have the forward pass. And they don't stop typically and have a set play. But the players are wearing no protective gears. And you would think then that the concussion, because the contact is just as high, you would think the concussion rate would be much higher, wouldn't it? No, actually it's much lower. Because the rugby players use a tackling technique that is designed to protect their heads. Why would they do that? Well, they don't let their guard down. They don't trust in some artificial safety device. And there's a lesson in that for a lot of things. As they said, as a matter of fact, Seahawks coach Pete Carroll even detailed the rugby approach to tackling in an instructional video in an attempt to promote player safety. So do it like these guys. They don't even wear helmets, and they got a much lower case of head injury. So what can we learn from this? Well, it's a great example of what's called the Peltzman effect. It's from a professor who did research on car safety. And what he found was that when we make these different devices that you would think would make us safer, like anti-lock brakes or seat belts or you name it, airbags, whatever, when you put that in, you don't really see a decrease. And when we start talking about the zero traffic fatality agenda that is now working its way across the nation in various cities, Austin's got one of these, it's zero something, I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's the same agenda that is being put forward to everybody. It's part of the Agenda 21 type of stuff, where they want to get rid of cars in the cities. And in order to do that, they say we want to have zero traffic fatalities with pedestrians, and then also with people in cars. And so to do that, we're going to put speed bumps everywhere. We're going to have like 5-mile-an-hour speed limits and so forth. And guess what they found? In the cities that have implemented this, they found that it actually went up for pedestrian casualties and accidents. Why would that happen? Well, you find that just like with seatbelts, and they point out here, Peltzman found that even though seatbelts reduced the fatality rate of auto accidents for people in the car, the total number of accidents increased, causing more pedestrians to die and more non-fatal accidents. And the reason for this is that when we think we're safe, we got a seatbelt, we got a football helmet, we start engaging in progressively more risky behavior, which normalizes that out, basically erases the advantage that we have with that. Increased perception of safety increases our willingness to engage in risky behavior. Whether or not the increased safety is offset by the new behavior will vary. And so that's why they see in these areas where they tell the pedestrians, don't worry, you're absolutely safe. We've got zebra crossings, we've got speed bumps, and we've got very low speed limits. And so they just walk out in the street assuming that nothing can happen to them, and they get hit. I've seen this over and over again in videos on YouTube. People walking across a zebra crossing, and they don't even bother to look. Because, hey, the zebra crossing is there. I'm safe. And that's a lesson for us in all aspects of our life, but especially as they start to ratchet up this transportation grid and Agenda 21. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the memo.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're going to get into the memo. We're going to talk about the content. We're going to talk about the characterizations that people have had, and we're going to talk about the consequences. How about that? Three C's. Content, consequences, characterizations. We're going to get into all that, and we're going to have in the third hour, we're going to have Lee Stranahan join us, because let me tell you where this is going. The way that they're spinning this is they're pushing this off and saying, okay, fine. Forget the dirty dossier. Been totally discredited. And of course, they're not going to talk about any kind of reform for FISA or for the FBI or for the Department of Justice. We probably won't see anybody fired or prosecuted. But they're going to continue with this, and they're going to now move to the meeting in Trump Tower with Natalia Veselnitskaya, the Magnitsky Act that she was pushing, and Browder and all these other people. And Lee Stranahan is the man on those issues. We're going to have him joining us in the third hour, and we're going to talk about where the focus is now going to be, which is something they've been pushing for a very long time. Before we get back to the news, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have for sale at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program and everything that we do here. And we really do appreciate your support. We offer you the best quality health products that we can find and that you can find anywhere. And we give you great prices on them as well. We've got some new ones out. Bod Ease is a new product. Great way to fight against toxins. Also to support your liver and to fight against inflammation of joints. Bod Ease is now available at an introductory price of 50% off. Some of our other new products, Cellforce, the Real Red Pill, are also 50% off. We have Carnivore and Floralife, 33% off. Those are products that will help your digestion, that will aid you with probiotics that actually make it to your intestines that aren't destroyed, as it passes through your stomach with stomach acid. And we have the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier, $50 off. That's one of my favorite products. My family and I got one this last fall when it was on sale, and it has been a great way to purify the air during winter months. Very quiet, very effective. And we have one other product here I want to tell you about, the InfoWars Life Mind and Body Combo Pack. This is BrainForce Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. 40% off. And again, BrainForce Plus is my favorite supplement we have, because, you know, so many supplements you get them, and I was just talking to a crew member and telling them how it's amazing. Even in my family, so many people in my family would get sick. Anybody would bring the flu or a cold or something like that into the family, and I would always be the first one to come down with it after the person who brought it in. And now it's reversed. Even though we had my wife and my daughter both come down with a flu, and I was in close proximity for the duration of that, I did not come down with it. I said, you know, the only thing that's changed is the supplements I've been taking here at InfoWars and doing that for a couple of years. But with BrainForce Plus, I actually feel it. When I take BrainForce Plus, it helps to clarify my mind. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix is a great way to get your vitamins and minerals without taking a lot of pills. Those two together, you can now get for 40% off. All right, let's go to a quick video. One of the Super Bowl commercials that I think is very telling in terms of the spirit of the times. This is a Verizon commercial where you got robots mocking humans. Let's run that commercial.
Fastest progress we've seen from artificial intelligence. Evelyn continues to learn at an exponential rate. Only a week ago, I believe...
Doctor, I still don't understand why you have unlimited with Verizon. Why wouldn't you switch all your lines to Sprint?
What?
I've analyzed the data. Sprint's network reliability is less than a 1% difference than Verizon's, yet you choose to pay twice as much.
I never thought of that.
Ha. Ha.
We are laughing at your expense.
Laughter. Okay, guys, wasn't that funny?
Ha. 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 Ha.
You got a dumb face.
So what made you switch?
Robots are laughing at the scientist because he doesn't get that product. Do you get what they're telling you? And this, of course, is one of the organizations that is involved in putting a transportation and a communication grid on us humans. They're the ones who are laughing at us, folks, because we're not paying any attention to what they're really doing here. And, of course, it's part of the denigration of humanity. Just like the individual I talked to last week, these people who are into transhumanism, they worship, literally worship. You got a transhumanist church, perpetual life. The thing that every man-made religion has always held out there, the hope that they will become God, that they'll become superheroes, and they will live forever. And these scientists can't even define what life and death are. They're absolutely clueless. And as I pointed out, the God of the astronomers, Robert Jastrow, said, you know, when the scientists get to the top of the mountain in their search for what makes things work, the meaning of life, what they're going to find there are the theologians. because these are things that are metaphysical. They're not physical in nature, but they're making it that way. And it's absolutely expected that you would have people in this society worshiping technology, thinking that technology is going to give them superhuman powers. It's going to give them eternal life. It's just an idol. And it is one of the worst false idols. They imagine that these things that they fashion with their hands, just as people who worshipped idol statues in eons past, thought that those things had some power. They couldn't talk. They couldn't speak. Now we can make these things walk. We can make them talk at our direction. We have some generalized artificial intelligence, or specialized artificial intelligence. The generalized artificial intelligence that they believe is going to come, I don't think is ever going to come. But it's enough that now this whole idol worship thing is coming back in a big way. But let's look at another way that human life is being devalued. We have comedian Sarah Silverman saying that pro-life laws, quote, make me want to eat an aborted fetus. This is a story from lifenews.com. And this was something that just happened on February the 1st. They said it was a group called Lady Parts Justice League, founded by Daily Show creator Liz Winstead. They had a telethon. And they had about 4 hours, as they point out, of very bizarre content, including abortion charades, an interview with an abortionist, and political rants. Sarah Silverman announced that a conscience clause law that prevented aborting fetuses from being used in manufactured food products would be something that would, quote, make me want to eat an aborted fetus. I want to just play a little bit of a clip here because this clip, and again, we got radio stations that are listening to this. This is charades. And so you got one person acting out a charade of what they called for better, for a radio safe term, crappy law charades. And this is introduced by a woman wearing female genitalia costume, and she's acting out the contents of this, this law that has to do with abortion. So let's go to the audio on this.
Eat your fetus. Aborted fetuses as ingredients in the manufacture of food products?
Yeah.
Is
wait,
this
I lost
banana's
my back.
Law that no. makes you think that eating fetuses is a thing, and it's not? And if anything has ever made me want to eat an aborted fetus, it's this law.
Okay, so it's like, as if eating aborted fetuses is a thing. As if selling their parts is a thing, which they don't want to admit that it is. Where did that come from? Well, that law in question was legislated in Oklahoma. It was created in response to a claim that a food lab was considering to use, considering using stem cells to create artificial flavors. And we've talked about this in the past. They went on to say, religious freedom is just this shroud to legalize hate, because anything that they don't like, is projected onto you as hate. And another charade had Silverman saying this at the end. Effing funerals for effing aborted fetuses? I'd like to speak to those at those funerals. He lived the way he died. He died the way he lived, the size of a sesame seed with no discerning brain function. That's what they would like for you to think. That's what they'd like for you to think. Just take your kid down to a science museum and take a look at the aborted fetuses that they have on display at various stages. We've done that with my kids. You can see a lot of detail, things like fingerprints. Things like genitalia, which, contrary to these people, actually has something to do with sex, gender. A lot of things like that. And they have a beating heart, and they have a brain that can feel pain and so forth. They also had Mark Hamill present. And again, this Daily Show creator, Liz Winstead, laughed and announced jokingly, Mark Hamill is actually going to become an abortion provider. He'll give you an abortion with a Jedi wand. Do you get the idea? It's really become a sacrament for them. Just like these transhumanists. They worship technology. These people have a right of abortion. And I spell that R-I-T-E. It is a religious rite that they follow. And both of these groups denigrate human life. They deny the human spirit. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to get into the memo this hour. And, of course, in the third hour, we're going to have Lee Stranahan join us to talk about where this Russiagate probe is going next, where the special prosecutor is going next. And, of course, it's going to go to the Trump Tower meeting. We've already had hints from that. We've had from the Democrats. We've also had Trey Gowdy say that's where this is going to go. And we've talked about this in the past many times with Lee Stranahan. He's stayed on this very closely. He knows what this is all about, all the players, not just Natalia Veselnitskaya, but, of course, the corrupt billionaire who was at the center of all this, that began this whole chain of events that resulted in Russian sanctions and the Magnitsky Act and so forth. So we're going to get into that. But before we start all this, let's take a look at J. Edgar Comey. Call him J. Edgar Comey, because he was compared before Trump fired him. People on the left absolutely hated James Comey. They hated him, even though he had covered for Hillary Clinton. They hated James Comey. And a lot of people had made comments about his actions in this election, but even before that. And I thought it was interesting, in reaction to this memo, how intent he was on stopping this, along with other individuals, and how when he was talking about it, he made the odd comment that you're not going to see. And I think it was, didn't he say McCarthy? You're not going to see McCarthy's name on a building, which is a strange person to come up with, because this whole thing is really a form of McCarthyism. And many honest people on the left, like Glenn Greenwald, looking at this, have said, hey, this is the McCarthyism of the left on full parade here, the way the intelligence community is being abused. And at the time, Glenn Greenwald said, you go to work every day in a building that has J. Edgar Hoover's name on it. And if you go back to 2016, June 2016, before any of this stuff really started, there was an article on the Daily Mail, FBI agents oppose naming new headquarters after the hateful first director, J. Edgar Hoover. Because the current building, the J. Edgar Hoover building, which is headquarters of the FBI in Washington, D.C., they said is crumbling. It's very old. They're going to replace it with a new campus in 2023. And it's become a debate. Back in 2016, they were debating. A lot of people inside and outside the FBI said, we don't really want to do this and name another building complex after J. Edgar Hoover. Why are we honoring this guy? Remember, President Truman said the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover is trending towards being a Gestapo or a secret police, blackmailing everybody in sight. And, of course, he committed so many civil liberties violations. He began his career with massive civil liberties violations, so the Palmer raids and so forth. That's really what put him on the map. Then he got real big during Prohibition. But even then, he couldn't imagine during alcohol prohibition the kind of civil liberties and infringements and destruction that we have under the war on drugs. But J. Edgar Hoover, many people said, was not someone who should be honored. One former agent told ABC News, Hoover would never have let me become an agent because I'm a woman and Jewish. He did a lot of things he shouldn't have done because he was given absolute power. Absolute power. And he maintained that absolute power by blackmailing everybody in Washington. That's my comment. Now, she goes back and says he was given absolute power. Then she said he did a lot of hateful things. I would not like to see his name on the building, nor I. You know, we don't see that much written about the COINTELPRO investigations and so forth. But this is something that has brought the way the FBI operates out in the open. And after Comey came after Hillary Clinton, or as it was perceived by the left, they said, this guy wants his name on a building. And then he tweeted about it a few months later. So we're going to be back. We're going to talk about the memo, the contents, the characterization, the consequences. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take a look at the memo. But before we do, I just want to add a little bit to the context here. I was talking at the top of the hour about James Comey. Going back to 2016, June 2016, FBI agents opposed the naming of the new headquarters for the FBI after J. Edgar Hoover. Many of them said, look at all the things he did against civil liberties. Look at his surveillance of Martin Luther King. Look at his blackmailing of politicians in both parties everywhere, as we had former presidents, both Republican and Democrat, talking about that. And at the time that they were talking about this, of course, we had J. Edgar Comey. We had James Comey as FBI director. And there were people at the time of this last election. First, he had come down on the side of Hillary Clinton in July, saying, look, she committed all these felony violations, but we're not going to do anything about that. But don't you try this at home, type of thing. And that outraged conservatives and Republicans. But the Democrats loved that. Yeah, that's great. That's great. We're not going to do anything to Hillary. She's above the law. And then, as we now know, his hand was forced. We said at the time, when he came out with that information that was found on Wiener's laptop, it was actually the New York Police Department. And we said at the time, look, these are people inside the New York Police Department that aren't going to cover for Hillary Clinton. And they're going to put this stuff out. We now know that Andy McCabe was sitting on that for over 3 weeks before the election. And eventually, again, his hand was forced and he had to come out and say something about it. So then the left got upset with him and said, look, he's trying to take down Hillary Clinton. And she still blames the election loss largely on James Comey. And yet this is a guy that back in 2013, when the Washington Post was talking about James Comey being chosen as head of the FBI, saying James Comey is a bad choice for FBI director. They said, Comey, who is this fellow? Well, he is the quintessential, well, on the one hand, and then on the other hand, kind of guy. And they gave examples of this. And then when you had this event just before the election that got him in trouble with the left, you had people coming out and saying, this guy is worse than J. Edgar Hoover, because J. Edgar Hoover never went after both candidates of the major parties just before an election. And then they had a lot of people go on record saying, yeah, he is, everybody that knows him knows that he wants to get his name on a building. That's really what he's after. He's about self-aggrandizement. And they believe that he was worse than J. Edgar Hoover. And then we had this curious tweet from him where he said, so-and-so never got their name on a building. Well, these guys aren't either. And but he goes to work in a building that's named after J. Edgar Hoover. He would just like to have it named after him. And now we have the Democrats in love with the FBI. After all this stuff, after the Democrats have complained about the abuses of the FBI through all these previous incidents, the right has largely given them a pass, even though you can name all these different incidents like Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver's wife, and others, you know, that were executed at close range by FBI hostage rescue snipers, hostage rescue team. shooting an unarmed woman holding a baby at close range. You had Waco, where it appears that they deliberately burned down that building after they got tired of waiting on it and then covered up the information, or the Flight 800 investigation where they confiscated flight records that would have blown that up, or the Oklahoma City bombing, or 9/11, as we've seen now, Mueller and others were involved in covering up and hiding information, just on and on and on. So many of us on the right have been upset with the FBI for a long time, and this only confirms what we've been seeing for a long time. But we're going to take a look at the memo. I just want to give you that little bit of background. And I think it's interesting now that the Democrats, who were upset about what they had done during the Palmer raids, what they had done during the Civil Rights Movement, what they had done to Martin Luther King, seem to have forgotten all of that. Because now we have this kind of partisan alignment. And very few people on the left, Glenn Greenwald is about the only one I can think of, who has the rationality to look at this in the right way. And he says that he believes that if he was in Washington, he'd be swept along with the crowd just like other reporters that he sees there. Because there is a kind of herd mentality. And it can be on both sides. We always have to guard against that. Well, let's take a look at the memo itself. One of the things that stands out to me about this is the fact that it starts out with a cover letter from the president's chief counsel at the White House and laying out the case for why this is declassified, saying, I have the authority as president. The Constitution vests the president with the authority to protect national security secrets from disclosure. As the Supreme Court has recognized, it is the president's responsibility to classify and declassify and control access to information bearing on our intelligence sources and methods and national defense. There, Adam Schiff. There's your case. You want to quibble about the fact that the House Intelligence Committee voted to release the memo, but then they went back in and made non-substantial changes. He says they're substantial. The Republicans say, hey, they were grammatical. I think they should release what they voted to release, because they have the authority to declassify that and to release it. And they've already voted on the memo that Adam Schiff says, well, that's not the one that we voted on. And so they sent it to the White House, and it's got some minor, according to the Republicans, minor grammatical changes. So the White House lawyer says, you know what? I can declassify anything that I want. I'm declassifying this one. Well, the other one's already voted in the House Intelligence Committee to be declassified. So let's put that out there and let's hang Adam Schiff with his own duplicity and show that out there. The other thing that struck me as unusual is that when you look at the memo itself, oh, and by the way, Donald McGahn, the second counsel to the president who wrote this cover letter, CC'd Adam Schiff on it to make sure that he understands that. But the other thing that I thought was interesting is, of course, that this memo, which has now been released, unredacted, was classified as top secret. And as Paul Craig Roberts said when he was on the program on Friday, he said 99% of this stuff that they classify doesn't need to be classified at all. There's nothing here that needs to be declassified. This was not top secret. It was an open secret. We'd talked about this and laid out everything that was in this memo. We had put the pieces together and had been telling people this for the last year. For the last year. But the FBI and the Department of Justice were desperate to keep this concealed. And so there is nothing here that compromises sources. There's nothing here that compromises methods. And it, again, shows that, number one, we don't need to have everything classified. Certainly not to top secret. And back in the day, it used to be you had three basic classifications. You had confidential, you had secret, you had top secret. Now they've got, as they've multiplied the number of secrets, they've added things above top secret and so forth. You know, things like Hillary Clinton's emails, which we don't seem to care about, that were far above top secret. But it just shows how this whole thing has metastasized, this secret government that we have here. And how they classify everything to protect themselves from embarrassment, from being fired, to protect their reputation. So there's absolutely nothing in here that makes us less safe. As a matter of fact, knowing what's going on with our government is the only thing that will keep us safe. And it is the only thing that will protect our liberties. And then the next thing that strikes me about this is that we're talking about the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. There's been a lot of disinformation about what the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act was intended to do and when it came about. I've heard many people, mainstream media, and big names on the radio saying that this was something that began with 9/11, that they created the FISA Act and so forth as part of the Patriot Act. Not true whatsoever. Not at all true. The FISA Act goes back to the abuses that were happening in the 1960s, that were uncovered in the 1970s with the Church Committee hearing and the Pike Committee hearings. I've mentioned this many times, and I'll keep doing it because obviously there's a lot of people who are giving misinformation about where this all came from. It's important that you understand that. That it was way before we had the NSA whistleblowers, way before we had Ed Snowden. We had people realize that they were doing what were then literal wiretaps, and they were doing it without search warrants. And these organizations like the NSA and the CIA that were supposed to protect us from foreign dangers had turned inward on American citizens. That's why we had the FISA Act. After 2001, September 11th, it became a tool of oppression, a tool to violate the Constitution. That's what we're going to see. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big, big chunky bottle. 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and what I want to look at in this memo is the broader historical context. If we take this simply as to where we are right now, and this is one problem I have with the memo. They say the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, I'm reading from the memo, during the 2016 presidential election cycle, our findings as detailed below raise concerns about the legitimacy and legality of certain DOJ and FBI interactions with the FISA court. Number two, it represents a troubling breakdown of legal processes established to protect the American people from abuses related to the FISA process. Let's put this in the proper context. FISA is not something that was created in the wake of 9/11 as part of the Patriot Act, as has been reported by some in the media. That's not true at all. As I point out, this is something that goes back to abuses in the 1960s and 70s. And understand that the FBI and these other organizations were already committing, of course, the CIA was in its infancy. Truman was going to go on to create the NSA by executive order. So that was in the 1940s, mid-40s when he's president. He's talking about how we're trending towards a secret police and a Gestapo with the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover. Then he authorizes the NSA by executive order. And the CIA was formed after World War II as well from the OSS. It had a charter, and it didn't take very long for these abuses to get very, very bad. And after the Red Scare and the McCarthyism was over in the 1950s, people were saying, wait a minute, they were supposed to protect us, the NSA and the CIA were supposed to protect us from these foreign enemies, and yet they have turned on the American people, and they already had by the 1960s, in spades. So much so that you had the church hearings in the Senate and in the House, you had the Pike hearings. When the Pike Committee brought the NSA in and said, we'd like to see your charter. We don't have a charter. We got an executive order. Well, I'd like to see that executive. We're not going to show it to you. I'm not going to even show you the authorization. You, congressmen, are nothing. We're going to talk about the deep state. You want to talk about the shadow government and who runs that? These people so arrogant that they won't even talk to the committees that are supposedly their oversight for the people, our representatives who are supposed to oversee these things. And that was the 1970s. And they took everybody's attention off of what the real issue was, spying on the American people and being out of control. They took everybody's mind off of that by showing the heart attack gun and talking about CIA assassinations and so forth. But the real issue was, and they did not give this up. You know, they put Helms out and he eventually was killed. They replaced him with George H.W. Bush and he rebuilt the CIA. Capabilities, undid the damage and so forth. But the real family jewels, they didn't give away. And that was what they were doing to the American people. And in order to stop that, you had the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which is now the subject of all this. That's where the F comes from. It's about foreign. It's like, yeah, we want you to look at the bad guys abroad, but not on Americans. But that's not what they do. And now they have gotten, and we've been talking about this for a long time. We had whistleblowers from the NSA in the wake of the Patriot Act, in the wake of 9/11, saying they have already created, this is prior to, it was ready to roll out by the time they had 9/11. They were looking for an excuse. They had already created the mechanism, software that they'd paid a fortune for that had been created outside of the NSA. Good guys like William Binney and Thomas Drake and others had created internal software that would have allowed them to monitor enemies of America that were foreign without revealing identities of Americans. But that's not what they wanted. What they really wanted was the identity of Americans. And so William Binney and others at the NSA became whistleblowers. Nobody paid any attention to that. And then we got reminded of it again in 2013 by Ed Snowden. Nothing happened really of any substance to reform any of this stuff. And then we had massive abuses with all this stuff through the election, and we just had the Congress keep all this stuff quiet until they could reauthorize Section 702 and loosen the restrictions that had already been violated by the NSA and this entire surveillance apparatus. So the FISA court is only one part of this. We can look at this and we can say, well, you know, it's a troubling breakdown of legal processes established to protect the American people from abuses related to the FISA process. Or we could say, what made you think that by creating a secret star chamber court, you wouldn't get this kind of result? Seriously? You didn't know this? Are you that stupid or are you that complicit? And I think you know what the answer is. That's a rhetorical question. We know that they're complicit in this. And so, to me, it raises concerns about the legitimacy and the legality of the FBI and the Department of Justice. But it also raises a lot of questions that this doesn't really address as to why we're even going through this FISA process. It was meant to restrict their surveillance of Americans, but it's been used as a tool to surveil Americans with this whole process. The thing that is key about all this is that it has become so brazen, so overt. What the shadow government used to do in the shadows, they now do on MSNBC and CNN. And they do it without embarrassment. And we're going to show this to you as we look at the consequences and the characterizations that we've seen from some of these other people. But then as we look at this process, they did have a process, which kind of reminds me of the special prosecutor law, which is no longer in effect. We let that expire in 1999 because people rightly understood, as Scalia had been the only one telling everybody, this is going to result in a witch hunt. You're not investigating a crime. You're going to be investigating an individual. And that's what we see happening with this. And with the original special prosecutor law that expired in 1999. And so for 19 years, we haven't had a special prosecutor law. And they aren't following any procedure. And they have a procedure for how the FISA court is supposed to operate. And guess what? They didn't pay attention to it. What a surprise. What a surprise. A FISA order must be renewed every 90 days, and each renewal requires a separate finding of probable cause. Did they have some new information about that? No, they just kept reauthorizing it. They didn't have separate findings of probable cause. They just abused this power. In the same way, the special prosecutor law, you're supposed to have evidence of a crime before you start the investigation. Not start an investigation to see if there's evidence of any Russian collusion, a crime. See, that right there tells you how off the tracks we are. We're looking to see if there is possibility of a crime somewhere. Well, that just means you're investigating individuals and not crimes. Under the original special prosecutor law, you were supposed to have evidence of a crime. You go to the attorney general. The attorney general says, yes, and this is going to involve people within the administration in a way that we can't have the normal channels and the Department of Justice and the FBI conduct the investigation. So we're going to appoint a special prosecutor from outside of the system. And of course, do you think that we got a special prosecutor from outside of the system? No. I mean, the whole reason you'd have a special prosecutor would be because you want to try to avoid bias. We got the most biased people you can find running this investigation. And there's no legal structure here. Because under that law, you'd have to show the evidence of a crime to the attorney general. He would then appoint a three-panel judge that would then choose the special prosecutor. Who chose the special prosecutor? Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, who's actually one of the characters in this drama. And then under the special prosecutor law, they would have to go before that three-panel judge, just like they'd have to reauthorize these FISA search warrants every 90 days. They would have to go to him and say, here's what we have in the investigation progress that shows that there's really something here, or he would shut it down. Same thing they do here. This is why when you have secret government, there is not going to be any law or any control over any of this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Myco ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results, so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. Myco ZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. Myco ZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going through the memo, and we want to take a look at not only this specific situation, not only these specific people, but the system of corruption that we've had now since the 1960s. What are we going to do about that? We've now seen how openly corrupt it can become, and it's only going to get worse if we don't reform it. But we're still looking at the memo. We're going to look at how it's been characterized and the consequences that are going to come out of this. Before we get back to the news and before we get back to this analysis, I want to remind you of a couple of sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. We've got some great specials. Right now, we've got the InfoWars Life Mind and Body Combo Pack. You get BrainForce Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 40% off with the two of them. I think that's a couple of my favorite products, because with Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, you don't have to swallow a lot of pills to get your vitamins and minerals. And BrainForce, as I've said before, is one of the few products that we have that you feel it right away. I see the effect, as I was saying, of taking vitamin supplements and so forth. You know, you take vitamin C or vitamin B or whatever, you don't feel anything. It's just you don't get sick as frequently as you did before. And that's something that I've seen in my personal experience. But with BrainForce, you actually feel the focus that it gives you. So we have Brain Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix in a combo pack, 40% off. We also have some of our newest products, Bod Ease, helps to fight joint inflation as well as toxins in your body. That is 50% off. That's our newest product. A couple of other new products that we have at 50% off are Cell Force and the Real Red Pill. And our Alexa Pure Breeze air purifier is now $50 off. And that is a great product, especially for this time of year, especially while we've got flu season. You've got relatives who are probably going to be in your house locked up tightly to keep the place warm, coming in with flu. It's a great way to purify the air, not only of disease and contaminants like that, but also of toxins that are just gassing out of your the materials in your house, or even cooking odors, odors that you have in your house. It's a great product, and it operates silently. Alexa Pure Breeze air purifier, $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to this memo. And again, when you look at this, I want you to think about how this is a corrupt system. You wouldn't be surprised to find that somebody was stealing from you if you were running a cash business and you had one individual who really didn't have to produce any reports, and there was no auditing, there was no verification of what they were saying. They would simply just get all the cash coming in, and they would count it out and just give you things. Say, here's the sales we had for today. Well, can I see some independent verification of what the sales were supposed to be? And what we saw? No, I don't have any of that. And so you would find, human nature being what it is, this person would maybe help themselves a little bit to the till once or twice, and then they get away with it, and then they do more, and they do more, and they do more, and you see your sales going down and down and down because there is no auditing process there. That's what we're seeing happening with this. This is a fundamentally flawed system. This is easily corruptible, and that's what we see. We have people coming in to this system and abusing it. And it's not enough to say, yeah, these guys are crooks and thieves, stealing our rights, stealing our due process, and corrupting this government. It's not enough to say that. You're always going to have people like that if your system is that easily corruptible. And if you've got these secretive systems, the very fact that this memo was classified top secret and that the FBI and the Department of Justice fought so hard to keep this secret should tell you something about the mentality of your minders, because they think you belong to them. And they don't want you to know anything about their what they do internally. To me, that is the biggest revelation of all this, because I knew all this stuff about the FISA court. We've been talking about this for over a year. We knew that this was something that was created off of a document that was funded by the DNC. We knew it was phony. We knew it was fake. We knew that they had gotten this done through the FISA court. Some of the things that have come out that are not in this memo now are actually more relevant, I think. The fact that the very first time they went to the court, it was rejected. And think about what a rare thing that is. They point out they've had, over the couple of years, they've had 10,700 requests for a FISA warrant go before that FISA court. And it was only, they only had two rejections. And one of them was for the first time they tried to do this. That tells you how rare that is, that this was rejected only, this was one of two rejections out of 10,700 applications for a search warrant with a FISA court. So even in that rubber stamp environment, somebody looked at this and said, no, you haven't got anything here. So they came back and they kept doing it till they got it through. That's the problem with the system. And much of what I see in this memo that bothers me is the fact that we've got people, even in the GOP, who are still shilling for this corrupt system. And let me tell you what I mean by that. When they say things like FISA's rigor in protecting the rights of Americans, give me a break. Give me a break. There is no rigor in protecting the rights and liberties of Americans in the FISA court. It is a star chamber. So don't shill for this corrupt system. You're going to get far worse than this. They don't want to reform this any more than they want to reform the NSA. If they wanted to reform the NSA, they would have talked about what was revealed back in July, instead keeping it secret and not talking about it, and the media covering for that, and then reauthorizing it with less restrictions. These people want corruption. They just want to be the ones who are pulling the lever. That's the thing that bothers me so much about this. I really wish that the Republicans did want to get rid of the corruption. But then they point out that this was, Steele was paid $160,000 by the DNC in the Clinton campaign. They didn't disclose this in the initial application or in any of the renewals. They didn't disclose, in other words, the politicized source of all of this. And then they talk about how the money was laundered. They ran it through a law firm which paid it to Fusion GPS and so forth, even though it was coming from the DNC. And they knew all of this as it was going on. Then they talk about the Carter Page FISA application also cited extensively a September 23rd, 2016 Yahoo News article by Michael Isikoff. And they say in the memo, I'm reading from the memo, this article does not corroborate the Steele dossier because it is derived from information linked by Steele himself to Yahoo News. So he leaked this information to Yahoo News. They report what he leaked to them. And then the FBI used as a basis to renew one of these FISA search warrants. And Michael Isikoff said, I was stunned to see my story cited in the FISA warrant. He said he was stunned to see a story that he published more than a year ago cited in the FISA memo as one of the justifications in a FISA warrant application. He said his story was almost entirely based on information that he got from the Steele dossier that was leaked to him. It was passed to him by an intermediary. He said, therefore, citing it would be redundant, and it stuns me that they would use this. In other words, it's self-referential, it's circular in its nature. And they create this piece of fiction. They leak it to the media. The media reports it. And now, based on this leaked report to the media, now we can get another bite of the apple here. They talk about the fact that he was suspended, but they don't disclose this to them as they go through this. And about his bias, which is true, and about the connections with Fusion GPS. All of this we've told you in the past. All this we've told you. But I think the key thing that we're looking at here is the fact that this whole process by the Star Chamber Court, there are no controls on it. There's absolutely no oversight, and there's nothing being proposed to change any of this, even by the Republicans. And then finally, they go through and they talk about how Comey said, when he testified, he said it was salacious, it was unverified, but of course they used it. And Andrew McCabe had said they wouldn't have been able to do this without the Steele dossier. They couldn't have gotten the search warrant without the Steele dossier. And as this was running up to it, many people said, well, you know, if there were other things involved here, then it would have been legitimate for them to do it. No, it was based solely on this piece of fiction, funded, leaked, passed around, and then as the press reported it, that supposedly gave it more veracity. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen blood. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the fallout from the memo, how it's being characterized by others, consequences of it. We've been talking about what I think is the real background that's being ignored, and that is the system, the systematic corruption, the system that invites corruption. Not just the corrupt individuals that have been exposed in the FBI and the Department of Justice, but how we have a secret star chamber system, how we have entire agencies that are set up to spy on the American people, but they have the advantage and the leverage of the latest state-of-the-art technology. But let's go back to the way the media is looking at this. Here's the way the New York Times puts it. They said, even if these memos' claims are true, it still doesn't establish an abuse of foreign intelligence laws. Seriously? Seriously? If this doesn't show that there is some, if this doesn't show an abuse of the FISA Act, or the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, if it doesn't show an abuse of that, then basically we need to change those laws. Because the laws are woefully inadequate. If they can get away with this and stay within the law, that is the first thing. But they aren't within the law. And we'll show you how that's not the case. We've been talking about this for quite some time. But then the New York Times also goes on to say, the government violates the law if it intentionally or recklessly omits important information that could defeat the probable cause finding. Well, of course they did. They did do that. They omitted information about the DNC funding this. They omitted information about Steele and others. They say, was the evidence provided by Mr. Steele important to finding probable cause? Well, we just can't tell. Seriously? This is the New York Times still spinning this, still lying about it, even though you had Andrew McCabe testify. They referenced his public testimony saying that it was the sole basis for the FISA warrant. And that was the document, the dirty dossier. There may have been lots of other evidence, they said, showing that he was, that's not the case. And as a matter of fact, if we want to understand that, we see that their first request, as I mentioned before, their first request to spy on the Trump campaign was rejected by the FISA court, reports Gateway Pundit. So they added the fake dossier knowing that it was a lie, knowing that it was funded by the DNC, by the political opposition, concealing that when they were getting their memo. And as I pointed out, there was only two of these, two in 6 years. They had 10,700 FISA requests. Only two of them were denied. This one to spy on the Trump campaign was denied, so they added the dirty dossier to sex it up and to get the thing through. The New American points out, if the Soviet KGB were operating with even the miserly protections still afforded to Americans under FISA, this seems like exactly the type of illegal, underhanded behavior one would expect as it sought to bring down a president who was a thorn in its flesh. That's precisely what's going on here, folks. The corruption has become so bad after we allowed them to surveil the American people, knowing that they've been doing it since the 1960s. We ignored it then. We created some oversight, which has now become nothing but a tool to accomplish that same kind of dragnet surveillance on Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, as Rand Paul has pointed out. And then after we had whistleblowers inside the NSA tell us about it, after we had Ed Snowden produce all the documents, we still didn't care. And now they're openly doing it against a president, openly doing this, openly politicized. That's the state as to where we are. And I think it's important that we not understate this. And I think when we talk about it being like Watergate, yes, at one level it is like Watergate, because it's dirty political tricks. But remember, with Watergate, we only had, what was it, like eight burglars or something? I don't remember the exact number of Watergate burglars. We have entire agencies with multi-billion dollar budgets, not a couple of incompetent Inspector Clouseau type of burglars. We have entire surveillance state that is a part of this. And that's why to say that this is like Watergate, yes, on a very minor superficial basis it is, but we've got to see the vast surveillance state being abused as for political purposes as the burglars were. That's the real issue. It is more like the KGB. It is more like the Stasi. And that's what William Binney has said when I've interviewed him. He said what we have now is far worse than the KGB or the Stasi because they have this added leverage of technology. That is the real story here. Let's not miss that. You know, the dirty tricks against President Trump are the tip of the iceberg. There is a massive iceberg that is underneath that tip. And it is the massive, concealed, submerged part of the iceberg that is going to sink this country like the Titanic if we don't get control of this surveillance apparatus. And that's what's not being talked about by many people. But President Trump had this to say. He said a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves. We're looking at you, Rod Rosenstein, especially. And much worse than that. It looked like he was going to get rid of Rod Rosenstein as this stuff came out. People said, well, you think you ought to go? He goes, well, I'll let you figure that out. Rhetorical answer there. Now we've got people inside the communications apparatus of the White House saying, no, we're not going to have any personnel changes. Seriously? Seriously? I mean, that's the very least that should happen. When you have an easily corrupted system, you ought to at least get the known criminals out, and then you ought to go through and reform that system because obviously the Congress is not capable or willing to do any kind of oversight. They're not willing to do any reform either. We had Christopher Wray arguing against its release, the FBI warning of grave consequences, Rosenstein arguing against it. Why? There's absolutely nothing in this memo that needed to be top secret. Nothing reveals any methods or sources. Nothing in this does. It just speaks to the corruption of the FBI, the Department of Justice, the DNC, the FISA court, and so forth, and how easily this corrupted system is corrupted. I don't understand why they would try to keep this secret. And as we look at this, as it moves on, another interesting thing has come out. Gateway Pundit points out Christopher Steele was approached the FBI in July, the very same day that James Comey exonerated Hillary Clinton, saying she committed multiple felonies, but we're not going to go after her. And then every one of these FISA requests, you know, some of them were signed by Comey, some of them were signed by other people, but every one of them was signed by Loretta Lynch, Obama's attorney general. Let's play what CNN has to say. If you want to know if this is a war between the deep state and the shadow government against President Trump, well, CNN really readily admits that. And they say that in the end, the FBI is going to win. Here's that comment.
Which the president's talking about basically corruption at the FBI today, but we oppose the leadership. The workforce is going to look at this and say, this is an attack on our ability to conduct an investigation with integrity. There's hundreds of agents and analysts working on this investigation. It's not just Christopher Wray, the FBI director. So the FBI people, I'm going to tell you, are ticked. And they're going to be saying, they're I guarantee ticked. It, you think you can push us off this because you can try to intimidate the director? You better think again, Mr. President. You've been around for 13 months. We've been around since 1908. I know how this game is going to be played. We're going to win.
Yeah, that's right. They've had a lot of experience at political intrigue, a lot of experience at corruption and getting away with it. That's the tradition of the FBI. This is not a couple of bad guys at the top. And if we pretend that it's a couple of bad guys at the top, they will win. Because when we look at this, they're out there writing op-eds for the New York Times. You got former special agent Josh Campbell wrote, quote, political attacks on the Bureau must stop. These are relentless attacks on the Bureau from critics like President Trump and congressional Republicans. Well, the question is, who's attacking who? The tradition of the FBI since 1918 has been to attack politicians and to blackmail politicians. And that's what this is. This is a political attack. That is the essence of why they wrote this memo, not to reform this corrupt system, but to show that it was politicized in its attacks. And then as Campbell is defending this, he says this. Listen to what he has to say in defense of the FBI. Every statement of fact included in an affidavit for a foreign intelligence collection must withstand the scrutiny of at least 10 people in the Department of Justice hierarchy before it's reviewed by an independent court. So I'm telling you, when I look at that, at least 10 people were involved in each one of these things. We got a lot of heads that need to roll there. And if they don't do it, they are owning that corruption. One person who has pointed this out is Ray McGovern. We've talked to him here at InfoWars many times. 27-year veteran of the CIA. He used to give daily briefings to the presidents. That's what he did for the CIA. And he had this to say to the CIA and the FBI who want to take on Trump. He said, Nunes memo reveals felony wrongdoing by top members of the FBI and the Department of Justice for misrepresenting evidence to obtain a FISA warrant and may implicate other intelligence officials. Yeah, you know, like the 10 at least that signed off of each one of these things. It's a big tree of corruption. And of course, the root of that corruption is President Obama himself. Public enemy number one, as I said the other day. But we've got to reform this system. We've got to not pretend that it's all fixed because we've had Obama leave office. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
All right, we're going to continue looking at this memo because we're going to have Lee Stranahan join us in the next hour to talk about where this is going next. And, of course, we've already been told by these people where it's going next. It's going to the Trump Tower because we've now destroyed this idea of the dossier being a basis for an investigation. Again, what was the crime? What was the crime? Where is the crime? How did they reauthorize this crime? What laws are we operating under with a special prosecutor? Nobody will say anything about that, and that really bothers me. When we look at the way people are reacting to this, was a story on Zero Hedge, A Tale of Two Americas, how the media reacts to the memo. And they put up two of the most popular hosts on cable news, Rachel Maddow on the left and Sean Hannity on the right. Said on MSNBC or MS-13 NBC, Rachel Maddow was literally laughing. Over on Fox News, Sean Hannity put up his dukes. Well, it just shows how polarized this country is. Rachel Maddow is saying, this thing, this was 2 weeks of this memo is going to end everything. This memo will make Donald Trump innocent. This memo will put Robert Mueller in jail. It will abolish the FBI. The Justice Department will have to rename itself the Donald Trump and Family Private Security Task Force. I mean, I can't believe that this is all there is to it. She sees no problem with any of this. She sees absolute, that's the blinders that she has on. See no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil about anybody in the government if they can come after President Trump. And that's what's really sad. The saddest thing is that although Sean Hannity is reporting accurately the problems that have been exposed with this, says we have never ever in history seen anything like this. No, actually we have. We have. We've seen many abuses in many, many, many different areas against both people on the left and people on the right. And that to me is the saddest thing about this. Yes, Sean Hannity is exactly right about how corrupt these individuals were, how politicized this process was, how they use the tools that are supposed to protect America from foreign enemies as a attempt at a political coup within the United States. But there's far more to be seen in this. This is about a corrupt system. And neither the left nor the right want to see that. Yes, crimes have been committed. It's a crime that we even have this system. That's the ultimate crime. That's the root cause of all this. But then as we go on with this, as Natural News points out, Mother Jones, Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, Yahoo have all been exposed now as deep state propaganda puppets because of this FISA memo. Now, the memo reveals that numerous left-leaning media outlets conspired with deep state criminals to knowingly publish false, salacious information in an attempt to overthrow the elected government and install Hillary Clinton as president. Fox News reported the firm behind the Trump dossier, Fusion GPS, briefed major American news outlets to include the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, the New Yorker, Yahoo, and Mother Jones. That's the kind of collusion that we see. This is what we've always seen, of course. Nothing new about that, and nothing new really about the surveillance of Americans. Let's play video clip number 5. This is Devin Nunes saying he welcomes these attacks from the left.
Quickly, Mr. Chairman, some people have called you a Russian agent. Others have said you should be fired. The barbs today on cable TV were pretty amazing. Your thoughts in dealing with all of this in the job that you have?
Yeah, it's actually quite enjoyable. Because we have the underlying facts. We've been investigating this for a really long time. So you know that you're over the target when you're being attacked from all sides.
Mr. Chairman, and we have to leave it.
All right. And so, you know, when we look at what's going on with this, calling him a Russian agent, anybody that comes after them, again, it's this tactic of McCarthyism, labeling anybody who opposes what is happening here as a Russian agent. And that's part of it. coming after Nunes, calling him a Russian agent, demanding, as I pointed out last week, people on the left, you had Chuck Schumer, you had Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat leader, minority leaders in both the House and the Senate, as well as Adam Schiff and others, saying he's got to go. He's a Russian agent. Well, he's exposed the truth about these people, but there's much more still to be exposed about this system. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about that.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. For the next segment, we're going to be joined by Lee Stranahan, because he is very well positioned, very knowledgeable about where this is going to head next. It's moving from the dossier to the the big deal that they're making out of the Trump Tower meeting with Natalia Veselnitskaya, and he's been covering that in great detail, telling us, of course, for the longest time that it was the DNC and CrowdStrike that was holding this information back. I mean, if you couldn't see the collusion between the DNC and the FBI, just look at what was going on with CrowdStrike. They were telling everybody, we were hacked by Russians. Because that was, they had to keep you from looking at what was actually revealed from the DNC documents. So what they wanted you to do was to look at where this was coming from, not what was revealed. And they also wanted you to look elsewhere, look abroad. Let's find a scapegoat and a foreign actor. Russia, that's it, Russia, the bad guys, you know. We can revive all that, the kind of McCarthyism. We can do that again. And that's exactly what they did. That's their playbook. And that's what they were doing with this memo as well. Trey Gowdy attacks the Democrats for focusing on what's not in the memo instead of what is. What we saw last week was the tactics that we saw in the aftermath of the release of information in the DNC, how Hillary Clinton had owned the DNC, literally bought it. They were bankrupt. And she put tens of millions of dollars in there that she had they'd laundered into the Clinton Foundation with their crooked influence peddling, bought them out, had control of them, and as they rigged this election, as everybody, it was obvious to everybody how they were rigging the election against Bernie Sanders. He had whistleblowers on the inside that were upset about that. They released the information. Instead, she didn't want you to see the internal struggles within the DNC, the internal corruption that reflected badly on her. Instead, they wanted to direct your attention to, well, how did this information come out? It came out from the Russians, made all of that up. And who made it up for her? Well, it was CrowdStrike, their IT contractor. And they said they had done their own analysis, and they had said that it was from people in Russia. But, of course, the FBI was never allowed to see those servers. When they wanted to see the servers, they said, no, no, go away. You're not allowed to. Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry to bother you. Huh, thank you, thank you. It's just amazing. When have you ever seen a real investigation where that happens? You show up, you know, when they went to Manafort's house, what did they do? They raided his house at the crack of dawn. His wife was still in bed. He kicked down the door, start rummaging through the house. That's the way the FBI typically operates if they want to get any information, but not with the DNC. not with CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike puts out this preposterous idea that it was hacked using an old version of public domain software, that that's what the Russians were using and so forth. None of it made any sense. And, of course, you could see the collusion in that. But just as we saw last week, they were out there saying, well, you can't put this stuff out. It's going to reveal sources and methods, and trying to deflect attention away to the process of declassifying the memo. That's why when President Trump had his lawyer write that cover thing, says, you know, the president has this authority. The Supreme Court has agreed with it. So I'm declassifying this. So shut up, Adam Schiff, and CC'd him on it. Here's what Trey Gowdy had to say about the Democrats focusing on what is not in the memo, what's not in the memo instead of what is. They don't want you to see what's in this memo. So they're going to talk about something else. So now they're talking about something else this week. Here's Trey Gowdy.
I would say this. I'm sure the president is frustrated. You know, Adam Schiff prejudged the investigation before we interviewed the first witness. So I'm sure that that instructs some of what he said. I actually don't think it has any impact on the Russia probe for this reason.
The memo has no impact on the Russia probe.
Not to me, it doesn't. And I was pretty integrally involved in the drafting of it. There is a Russia investigation without a dossier. So to the extent the memo deals with the dossier and the FISA process, the dossier has nothing to do with the meeting at Trump Tower. The dossier has nothing to do with an email sent by Cambridge Analytica. The dossier really has nothing to do with George Papadopoulos' meeting in Great Britain. It also doesn't have anything to do with obstruction of justice. So there's going to be a Russia probe even without a dossier.
You see Trey Gowdy moving to the left? Yeah, he's done a lot of good things, but he's done some things that have made me suspicious of him. Going back to the Benghazi investigation, now, he was on top of that, and then he pulled a Comey on us at the last minute and pulled back. And now as he's retiring and wanting to go into law practice, and as people have held out in front of him the promise of a judgeship and so forth, now he's running really hard to the left, really hard to the left, saying, well, you know, we've still got a Russian investigation. Don't you say anything about Mueller. That's not a good way to go out, Trey. Not a good way to go out. The Democrats have embraced a flawed dossier and gave Republicans an opening. That's what Politico says. Left-wing Politico. They embraced a flawed dossier. No, they didn't embrace it, Politico. In case you haven't noticed, maybe you should go back and read the memo. They manufactured that dossier. There are only two rejections for search warrants from the FISA court over 6 years and 10,700 applications, and one of them was when they went there without the dossier. So they created this dossier that they paid for. And then they shop it, not telling the people in the FISA court how this was created. And that's when they got their dossier. Now, they manufactured that. And they didn't just give the Republicans an opening. I think they gave them the end game here. And in spite of the fact that Trey Gowdy doesn't want to follow through on this, and he wants to kind of run away from this, let's go to Adam Schiff, video number one. Let's look at what he is doing. He's putting in some veiled references to the Oklahoma City bombing, of all things. Maybe he should go back and investigate the FBI's involvement with the Oklahoma City bombing. There's been documentaries done on this. I mean, it's more than I can cover in the couple of minutes that we got left here. But, I mean, to always holding up the threat of terrorism and saying that we're going to give up all of our freedom. We're going to embrace this kind of politicized corruption of this massive surveillance state because, you know, we might have somebody buying fertilizer. Here's Adam Schiff.
Was saying,
you know, you talked about this strategy to discredit the Mueller investigation. Is it working?
Well, I don't think it's working in the sense that people have a lot of confidence in Bob Mueller. But it is impeaching the FBI. And the problem with this and this, and this is, I think, at the heart of the department's concern is, if you have a neighbor who's buying fertilizer, lots of fertilizer, but has no yard, and you have concerns about it, and you want to call the FBI, you're now going to wonder, is that FBI going to hold my name in confidence?
Do you see the irony of a guy named Adam Schiff pushing this idea of fertilizer terrorist attacks? Yeah, it's really hit the fan with this guy. I mean, he will stoop to anything to keep this surveillance state going. That kind of fear-mongering, that kind of, and pushing a snitch society, just like the Stasi. Except that when the East German Stasi was doing it, that's all they had, were snitches to inform on their neighbors. Hey, I think he's getting too much fertilizer. Could you investigate him, please? You know, it's kind of getting paid for it, right? No, they've got something far more sophisticated than that. And they don't use it for that. And you, as you can see, they don't use it for that. So the House Intelligence Committee is going to take up the Democrat memo today, they say, and release it. I hope they do. I hope they do. I hope they release that one that he said, oh, that was substantive changes from the one that we approved in the House Intelligence. Release all of that stuff. Show this guy to be the liar that he is. And as you got Tom Luongo on Zero Hedge saying, the FISA memo is just the beginning of fighting the swamp. He said, government creates organizations that are not directly accountable to the people who fund them, therefore can dig moats around themselves to ensure their survival no matter what. This is the problem I've been talking about, folks. This is the corrupt system that they have created to protect themselves. That top secret designation on there, that was their moat to protect themselves. They're not trying to protect you from your neighbor who's buying fertilizer. Yeah, they're throwing the fertilizer on you. This is the essence, he says, of corruption. This is the essence of why the swamp needs to be drained. The FBI is a corrupt, venal organization of power-hungry, self-righteous arbiters of arbitrary justice. Even the good agents are tainted by the organizational rot in the same way that every government department is. The FBI is where no one sees corruption. No one except those with a conscience. Yeah, this is what Donald Trump, he says, was elected to do. Get rid of this stuff. I'm telling you, whether he does it or not, the American people have now seen that corruption exposed. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lee Stranahan.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is Pollen Block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and Lee Stranahan is going to be joining us in just a moment. Before he does, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. Products that support this program and everything that we do. Products that keep us independent and protect your health and the health of your family. I want to tell you about a couple of the new products that we have that are on 50% discount. Bodies, our most recent product. It fights inflammation of joints, helps your body to fight against toxins, and supports your liver. That is available at 50% off as an introductory price. We also have Cell Force and the Real Red Pill, both 50% off. And Carnivore and Floor Life, 33% off to protect your digestion and to also help you with probiotics. Probiotics that will make it past your stomach and the stomach acids, make it all the way into your gut, your intestines. That's where you need them. That's Floor Life, 33% off, along with Carnivore as well. And finally, we have the InfoWars Life Mind and Body Combo Pack. It includes Brain Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. That is 40% off. And of course, as I've mentioned before, Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement that we have here at InfoWars, along with Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. That is a great way to get your vitamins and minerals without taking a lot of pills. And so those two together are 40% off. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what keeps us funded and keeps us independent. All right, joining us now is Lee Stranahan. Lee has been a contributing writer, reporter for both the liberal Huffington Post and conservative Breitbart News. He is now has a radio show, Fault Lines, on SputnikNews.com, co-hosting with Garland Nixon. And you can also find him on CitizenJournalismSchool.com and ThePopulist.us. Thank you for joining us, Lee. We don't have any audio here. Let's try that again. Okay. One more time. We got it. Okay.
Okay. There we go. Good.
We got you now. Okay. Thanks for joining us, Lee.
I was making sure the red light wasn't flashing. There we go.
All right, so we've had this memo, and I really wanted to get you on because you are the guy to talk to about where this investigation is going. We just heard from Trey Gowdy, hey, you still got the Russian investigation, we still got this witch hunt about collusion and so forth, and you got Trump Towers with Natalia Veselnitskaya and all this kind of stuff. So that's where this is going, but before we get there, I want to get your impressions on the memo and what was revealed in it.
Well, okay, so here's what the memo has done. It's put the dossier back front and center, right? So what we know for sure from this memo is that forget whether you're a Trump supporter or not, forget whether you're a Democrat or not, the U.S. government in secret court hearings, the FISA court hearings, is using articles from the internet written by journalists, but still,
yeah,
articles and political opposition research in order to get secret warrants on people. Am I right? That's what the warrant said, essentially, correct?
That's right. And it was information that was leaked by these same people to get these articles that were put into the internet.
That's
and then
right.
They used that background, came around full circle to say, look, it's in the press, as if, as you point out, as if that is some kind of validation being in the press. And yet it was created by a leak to the press.
And that in and of itself, just that, just stop everything else.
Yeah.
That's really frightening. Because these FISA court hearings, we've been told over and over. And by the way, let me say something about the Republicans. I'm glad the Republicans put this memo out. But why did they put the memo out after they'd already voted to renew these FISA courts. Do you see what I'm getting at? In other words,
my comments exactly. They ignored the documents about how the NSA had violated the existing laws and I think reauthorized it, loosened the restrictions, and of course that memo had been out since July. Nobody had covered it, but they completely ignored it. Rand Paul said, "How ironic that the very next day we would find out about all this corruption." No, it wasn't ironic. It was hypocritical, and they were covering for this. And the other thing we haven't seen, Lee, is any mention of reform. They show all this corruption and how easily it was corrupted, but no talk about any reform in the whole process.
Okay, so let's talk about where this is going, though. There's already rumblings of this, but I've been talking about Michael Isikoff, who's the journalist whose article was used. And by the way, Isikoff has nothing to do with this. He told the Daily Caller recently, he was as surprised as anybody. Chuck Ross, who's a great reporter over at the Daily Caller, reported that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he said he was stunned.
What's that? No, he was.
He said he was stunned to see that he was referenced in this court proceeding. He said, this is my article. He said, these guys leaked this stuff to me and then they use it in a court proceeding.
I would be stunned too, as you would be.
Yeah.
You'd be like, wait, that's the standard, especially knowing what Isikoff did. But let me explain where this is going. We've mentioned Isikoff before. Isikoff was working with a woman named Alexandra Chalupa. She was the DNC operative who's a Ukrainian American, and she was at the heart.
We've got our feed has frozen. So you're just talking about Chalupa, who was involved with the DNC. And I think, have we got him back now?
Okay, we're back.
We're back, Lee. You mentioned Chalupa and being connected with a Ukrainian American who's connected with the DNC. Go ahead.
That's right. She was working.
Oh, we've now lost him again.
He wrote an article about a year ago saying that Alexandra Chalupa, and we know this because an email by her ended up through WikiLeaks. She was the one researching Trump Russia. That was her job. And she was coordinating with the communications director at the DNC. Who was the reporter she was working with on that? Michael Isikoff.
Yeah.
Michael Isikoff, in fact, anybody can Google this too. He named Alexandra Chalupa prior to the 2016 election one of the most significant people. So it's not me saying she's important. Isikoff said that. Mm-hmm. Here's where this is all going, David. Let me try to do a real concise overview before we drill down. Elements of the State Department, and this affects foreign policy in areas like Syria and Ukraine, saw the threat of Donald Trump, and they wanted to do two things. Because don't forget, Donald Trump's a guy who ran saying, I was opposed to the nation building in Iraq. He wanted, right? He didn't want to do Syria. He wanted to pull troops out of Afghanistan. Remember that, Donald Trump? That's the guy I supported.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, what happened was the State Department realized they could either try to take him out, and they used the Steele dossier to do that. But if we can't take him out, we're going to co-opt his foreign policy. And, David, that's exactly what they have done. The Trump foreign policy right now with people like McMaster and with people like Steven Mnuchin, and I know he's the Treasury Secretary, but a lot of foreign policy is being done through the Treasury Department. Steven Mnuchin's a guy who literally went into business with George Soros, you remember.
Yeah.
They've co-opted the Trump foreign policy agenda, so we're staying in Afghanistan. Troops right now are moving from Iraq to Afghanistan. We're staying in Syria. We're permanently going to be in Syria. And right now, in the single biggest underreported story of the last 2 weeks, our allies, the Kurds, the people who helped us get ISIS out of Syria and Iraq, are fighting with our allies, Turkey, who have joined forces with our allies, the Free Syria Army, and they're all fighting in northern Syria. Now,
that's exactly what we want, because we want chaos and we want perpetual war. And when we look at what's going on in Syria, we just had that Russian pilot who was shot down and his plane was shot down with man pads that the U.S. military provided to these rebels who then surrounded him and killed him as he was on the ground because, you know, they don't follow any rules of engagement. None whatsoever. I'm sure that John McCain is very proud of that. We're going to be right back with Lee Stranahan. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lee Stranahan. Just before we went to break, Lee was talking about how President Trump, as he was a candidate, was saying, we're not going to continue to fight all of these foreign wars. And yet, if you look at his foreign policy, it appears that, with one exception, can't really distinguish it from Obama's foreign policy, really. What we saw this last summer, before ISIS was driven out of their strongholds, we saw that Trump had stopped the arming of ISIS by the CIA, people like John McCain pushing that type of thing. But they were still, had the Defense Department there. Now it appears that months later, as we see with this SU-25 that was just shot down over the weekend, that the Department of Defense is now still supplying ISIS with weapons. And as Lee pointed out, we've got three different factions that are all supposed to be our allies, all fighting each other, because that's really what our purpose is. Regime change and chaos. And I find it interesting, Lee, as you're talking about the involvement of the State Department here, Devin Nunes has said this is FISA memo was just phase one. Now we're targeting the State Department in phase two. It was tweeted out. Devin Nunes says this is just the first memo to be released. He says there'll be another one dealing specifically with the State Department's role and everything that happened. You pointed out that they were originally trying to take him out in a coup, but they've decided that perhaps it's more fruitful to just co-opt him with the people that are in there.
And you mentioned John McCain. McCain is really significant here, David, because let's talk about where McCain shows up as a central figure. First off, our policy in Syria. Who was the one pushing the U.S. into a war back in 2013 with Syria and promoting the Free Syria Army? That would be John McCain, correct?
That's right. That's right. And going there in at the very beginning of the Trump administration, going there to conduct his own foreign policy with these people who had already been identified as ISIS members and so forth. But of course, they were the moderate ISIS.
Well, let me remind you something there. When John McCain took that secret trip to Syria, okay, that story was reported by a reporter named Josh Rogan, okay? And McCain went with a guy named Muaz Mustafa. Okay. He was with a group called the Syrian Emergency Task Force. He's the guy in the terrorist neckerchief you see in the pictures of McCain from that 2013 trip. Does that make sense?
Right.
Now, Muaz Mustafa right now, by the way, is curated a exhibit at the Holocaust Museum here in Washington, D.C. on Syria. Nikki Haley and H.R. McMaster last Monday took a delegation of UN people to see that exhibit. In other words, Nikki Haley at the UN and H.R. McMaster are pushing exactly the McCain-Clinton foreign policy on Syria. But
that's absolutely
just one area.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely. Yep.
Second area, Ukraine. The U.S. was behind a coup in the Ukraine that got rid of a democratically elected leader, Yanukovych, who, whether you like him or not, he was thrown out in a coup and he was elected. Okay.
Right.
He hadn't canceled elections. By the way, one of the women behind that was Victoria Nuland. Okay.
Yes.
The Victoria State Nuland's
of Obama. Yeah.
And who's Victoria Nuland's husband? Do you know that?
No. Who's that?
Robert Kagan. Robert Kagan is known as the father of the neocons. And Robert Kagan was the 2008 foreign policy advisor for John McCain when he ran in 2008. And Robert Kane is the guy who quit the Republican Party last year to take out Trump. These neocons like Kagan show up everywhere, and literally his wife is Nuland. McCain is the guy who posed with the Nazis, the right sector and Svoboda people in Ukraine. That's the second area.
And of course, Nikki Haley was one of the Never Trumpers too. We conveniently forget that. You know, everybody on the right who is celebrating her right now.
Absolutely, she was right. She is no, and by the way, she is being primed to be president. That's what they're doing with Nikki Haley. Make no mistake about it. That's what they're doing with Nikki Haley. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. The cheering that is going on in the right wing media is absolutely amazing, especially given that, in my view, I think Nikki Haley was at the forefront of all of this monumental stupidity of tearing down monuments everywhere. She began all that there in South Carolina, but that's another path
no,
we won't go down.
No, that's
but that's part that's of the globalist stuff. Yeah.
That's.
Oh, did we lose?
Done when I see Trump supporters who like her.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is not what you voted for at all. And as you say, she was a never Trumper.
Yes.
Now, the next area that McCain shows up clearly is he was the guy behind the dossier. In other words, he went over to London and had a meeting with a guy named Sir Andrew Wood, who worked with Steele. Okay. Now, these guys also worked with Bill Browder. I've talked to you about Bill Browder before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's the
and McCain brought all that stuff back and shopped it around in Washington as well. So he was at the forefront of shopping around that dirty dossier that's now been discussing.
And by the way, Bill Browder has gone on record and said, oh, Steele's a good guy. I trust him. Now, by the way, Bill Browder, this Magnitsky Act, which is a horrible law, leave civil libertarian concerns aside, you shouldn't sanction people who've never even been accused of another crime except by one guy in a foreign country. That's what the Magnitsky Act is. Who was the sponsor, the prime sponsor of the Magnitsky Act? John McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's significant, and here's why. Another person who was significant in promoting the dossier is a guy named Andrew Kramer. He is a senior fellow at the McCain Institute, okay? Mm-hmm. The other guy who promoted this was Jonathan Weiner, W-I-N-E-R, like a glass of wine, R. Jonathan Weiner, first off, Bill Browder said he's the first official he dealt with. He mentions him in his book. So all of these people, the Ukrainians, these pro-Syrian people, McCain, the Browder people, they've all been working together behind the scenes, and they're all tied into the State Department. Weiner has worked with John Kerry for 35 years. He's the one who prepared a two-page memo. Now, here's disinfo for you, David. This weekend, the Washington Post published an article saying, oh, no, Weiner had nothing to do with this, even though they admitted that Weiner was actually the guy who prepped a memo for Kerry. Guess who wrote that article? Josh Rogan, the same guy who got the exclusive on the secret trip. Remember that? That secret trip, 2013? Mm-hmm. Josh Rogan was the go-to reporter to spread this disinfo. So you're going to see these names. I'm telling you names, a lot of people, they're not in their heads right now. But go Google them. Jonathan Weiner, Andrew Kramer, Sir Andrew Wood. Look up those names. And David Kramer, forgive me. And you're going to see that these names are all over the place. And I'll bet they come up in the Nunez memo. If they don't, Nunez not doing his job.
What do you make of the fact that Trey Gowdy is saying, all right, well, we got this memo here, but let's not, this isn't the end of the Mueller investigation. This isn't the end of Russiagate, and we still got the Trump Tower meeting. I mean, what do you think is going on with Trey Gowdy? I mean, is he running away from this like he did the Benghazi investigation at the very end?
That's what I was going to say. I, like a lot of people, lost a lot of faith. I know a lot about the Benghazi story. I researched that extensively. And Gowdy never got to the real deal. Look, the short version of the Benghazi story, it was a CIA front operation, correct? That's what was mm-hmm. going on. And mm-hmm. it was moving weapons from Libya to Syria, right? Mm-hmm. That's what was happening.
Right.
So what happened was no Republicans, not just no Democrats, no Republicans wanted to touch it. They didn't want to go near it.
That's right.
And that's,
right.
That's because no one wants. Did you see Chuck Schumer on the Sunday shows this weekend?
No,
this was amazing, David. He literally said, I'm not making this up in any way, no exaggeration. He said, well, the FBI has the intelligence community has six ways they can go after anybody. So if Trump is such a smart operator, I don't think it's very smart for him to be going after these people. I want you to think about what that means.
That's right.
Senate minority leader is basically saying, what the reporter should have asked him, whoever it was, Stephanopoulos or one of those guys, they should have said, wait a minute, are you saying that you're afraid to go after the intelligence community because they might get you?
That's right. Exactly. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back with Lee Stranahan. We got to take a quick break. I'm David Knight.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
A
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lee Stranahan. As you heard in the last segment, Lee knows all the relationships there. He's been covering this in great detail for a very long time. We're about to move this investigation now back to Trump Towers. That's what Trey Gowdy was saying. And as we were going to break, Lee was talking about Chuck Schumer going on the Sunday talk show saying, hey, the CIA's got six different ways to threaten you or to get you. Very similarly to what I heard, and we played this clip earlier from CNN, Phil Mudd, who is their counterterrorism analyst, was saying the same thing essentially about the FBI versus Trump. They're making it very clear that there is a war on between the CIA and the FBI and the NSA against President Trump. And they're saying these guys are going to win. And as you pointed out, is it because Chuck Schumer is intimidated? Of course he is. We've had Hoover's FBI intimidating people for a very long time, going all the way back to Truman writing his memos about that. But I think it's also interesting, you know, when we look at this, they're saying, hey, these guys are going to win in the end. And as you pointed out, looks like maybe they've been blackmailed. That was the method that J. Edgar Hoover used to intimidate people, was blackmail of politicians on both sides of the aisle. And there's never any reform, as you pointed out this last time. Nobody's talking about reform, just like they didn't want to talk about the CIA weapons program, sending stuff from Benghazi to Syria. They don't want to talk about the systemic problems here. They want to focus on the individuals only for political gain, but they don't want to reform that system because they want the levers of corrupt power, don't they?
But I also want to make it clear, this is not about Trump. This is about you. This is about people That's right. listening at home. When Chuck Schumer sends that message, don't mess with the deep state, he's not directing it at Trump. He's directing it at the viewer. He's directing it at everybody right now. And I want to point out what's the concise version of what's going on is elements of the deep state, including the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, the bureaucracy in Washington, and key people on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans, have pushed up this anti-Russia hysteria. There's no other way to say it. Mm-hmm. And it's had, remember a couple of years ago when Russian bot wasn't an insult you could use to shut down free speech? Why are they doing it? Because what they want to do is they want to create a situation that is a threat to national security. And you know what they're saying the threat is to national security? InfoWars. Now, don't take my word for it. You're familiar with Prop or Not, right?
Mm-hmm.
PropOrNot.com is set up, and it's an anonymous source. It's aligned with all of these sources. By the way, Ukrainians like Alexandra Chalupa's sister, right? Irina Chalupa, the Atlantic Council. Prop or Not has said InfoWars is Russian propaganda. They've said sites on the left are Russian propaganda. So again, it's not a war on conservatives. Yeah, people have to get this.
Yes.
It is a war on anybody who dares to speak up. It's everybody from leftist sites to InfoWars and Drudge on the right. And go to Prop or Not's website. They tell you the standards they use. Do you know one of the standards they use for Russian propaganda, David?
What's that?
If you're pushing the gold standard. literally on their website.
That's anti-banker, so I guess you're with the Russians or something. I don't know.
it's crazy. And so this really affects everyone listening.
Earlier. I said, you know, what we're seeing here with Trump and this overt political coup. I mean, this has always been done in the shadows and below the surface and so forth. This is like a big iceberg, and you're seeing the very tip of that iceberg, but it's got a very broad base that you don't see. And that's really what's going to sink the ship of America. The fact they're coming after Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. They're monitoring everything that we do. They're shutting down and shadow banning people on social media because of particular speech and so forth, coming after organizations. And some of that people can see just below the surface of the water. I mean, they see all the stuff with Trump and Russiagate. That's all at the top. That's over the surface. That's exposed. Everybody's talking about that all the time. Some people are looking at this a little bit closer, and they're seeing what's going on against InfoWars or against RT or Sputnik or whatever, and they're saying, now, this is very ominous coming up. But then they don't understand that there's even more coming after them in terms of the metadata that they're collecting, the human domain analytics, activity-based intelligence, and all this other kind of stuff beneath all the suppression of speech. That's how they base the suppression of speech through social media, is through all that geospatial intelligence and human domain analytics that they've got going on.
And here's the worst part for them, for the deep state. Here's the worst part, David. It's not working, because here you and I are having this conversation and people are watching it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not working. Now, you just put up the Prop or Not site. I want people to go through that list of affiliated sites on the left. What you'll see is people, remember I mentioned that guy, Moaz Mustafa. He was the guy who took McCain on that secret trip to Syria, right?
Yeah,
I mentioned Alexandra Chalupa. When you go through the contents, look up, for instance, look up Interpreter Magazine. That's one of the sites listed there. Interpreter Magazine is put out. It's funded by the Atlantic Council. The guy who's there is Michael Weiss. He's another guy like Josh Rogan. He's a journalist who shows up everywhere. Don't take my word for it. Try this at home. Go to YouTube, type in Michael Weiss Chalupa, and you'll find a video panel with Moaz Mustafa, the guy I just mentioned, who took Trump on the Syria trip, Andrea Chalupa, Alexandra Chalupa's sister, on a panel, and it's hosted by Michael Weiss, who's head of the Interpreter magazine. It's all the same people. I know these names aren't familiar to some people, but once you learn about 10 names, you'll see Michael Weiss shows up everywhere. Jonathan Weiner shows up everywhere. Moaz Mustafa shows up everywhere. Remember, Moaz Mustafa, he was the guy. Remember Elizabeth Obagi? She was the gal who was 26-year-old who almost got us into a war with Syria till it turned out she faked her doctorate. You remember her?
Yeah. You see these, like you say, you see these same names everywhere, just like you see with the Council on Foreign Relations or whatever. You got this small group of people. It's all referential, or like they'll use the Southern Poverty Law Center to target people that they don't like, and then to make them to categorize them as a hate group, and then to censor them on social media and elsewhere. So they have these different groups that they use. The SPLC and the CFR are more profile, and this is what you're talking about is a group of journalists that are kind of in this clique. They don't have a formal name or an organization there, but you keep saying their names up over and again.
It's Michael Weiss. You'll look them up. Michael Weiss, Josh Rogan, Ellen Nakashima from the Washington Post, Michael Isikoff. There's this small group of people, the Daily Beast, a couple of the writers over at the Daily Beast, who, again, in the Daily Beast, we know Chelsea Clinton's on the board at the Daily Beast. They've been pushing this propaganda over and over and over again. What people have to realize is there are very few media sources at all that you can trust. Very few right now.
And it's a very incestuous thing in Washington, as Glenn Greenwald has said. Hey, if I was in Washington, if I wasn't out of the country, I would probably be influenced to look at this stuff like these guys, because everybody hangs around together and there's a lot of peer pressure and back and forth communication. There's a small clique of people that are writing all this stuff.
This is why I'm in Washington and I have no friends, David.
Got to get a dog.
I don't really socialize. I'm not here for the brunches, which are fabulous, by the way. But I'm here to work, right? That's what I'm here to do. And I'm in the White House trying to ask questions that nobody else is asking and even wants to ask. And that's why, once again, I appreciate everything you guys do at InfoWars. And I appreciate you in particular, David. You've been very brave in continuing to have me on to talk about this stuff.
You're the guy that's hanging out there in front of CrowdStrike and all these other places talking about this and talking over and over again, you know, about the connections within the, you know, what made the foundation for this Trump Tower conspiracy theory that continues to be propagated even by some of the people within the GOP like Trey Gowdy.
And it's, who's this propagated by? It's propagated by Bill Browder. That was about Bill Browder. Now, the one big thing that we've done, David, let me pitch one thing. We have something at populist.tv/Browder. Natalia Veselnitskaya, that Russian lawyer, gave me all 6.5 hours of Bill Browder's sworn testimony in 2015. It's the first time all the video's been available. If you go to Bill Browder testimony on YouTube, we posted all of it. So people can see that this is the guy that the Trump Tower meeting was about. You can see his own words and watch the way he says it, too. So we made sure to post all of that material, David. And by the way, we posted the pro and the con. Here's what Bill Browder says. Then here's the counter. So people can make up their own minds. But that's one of the things we did. And you'll see all 6.5 hours of that video is up online now.
And that's very important, because as you pointed out, he's been at the bottom of all this and been used by both the GOP and the Democrats to continue to push this Russian conspiracy theory. And you can find Lee at thepopulist.us. He just gave you the address where you can see that Browder information, and also citizenjournalismschool.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Lee Stranahan. That concludes our broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I've got some talking points here. Defend it. Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com.
But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, you know, the bones and the essence, you know, chicken and soup is great for people that are sick. And in every culture, it's important because it works.
Defending.
And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.